Well, good morning, my friends. It is your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. Whether you're listening in Nebraska, Kansas, western Oklahoma, southeastern Colorado, or Texas, it's catfish catching time. I'm going to tell you about a fun trip. I was catfishing at Lake Tewakene with my buddy guide Tony Pennybaker and Jeff Rice. Jeff was filming the fishing trip for one of our shows called A Sportsman's Life on YouTube and also hosted there on Carbon TV. Anyway, we caught a bunch of blue catfish, and a lot of people think that, summertime is prime for all catfish. I mean, you can catch a ton of channel catfish, but blue catfish to me are a little bit, I don't know, they're my favorite, to be honest with you. Many lakes have blue catfish and channels. Now, to catch channel catfish right now, our guy Tony Pennybaker makes a bait. It's a punch bait called Tony Peas. You can Google that and check it out, but it's a deadly for a channel cat. And blue catfish hit it too, but the best bait for blue catfish is fresh cut bait. Now, in lakes that have shad, which most do, shad is the best. Skipjack herring is also up in some of the rivers and all that works just fine. But shad's what we were using, and we were fishing surprisingly water that was only 4 to 6 foot deep. A lot of people think in the summer you have to go deep, deep to catch catfish. And later when the thermocline sets in, the oxygen level will dictate fishing deeper, I believe. But right now, you don't need to go real deep. We were fishing like a Santee Cooper rig, which is a cork set above a circle hook. And that floats the bait up from bottom. You have a weight there to pull everything down. Then your bait is setting up there a foot or two above bottom, and those catfish come in and pick it up. We call them blue catfish are not usually always, as a rule, bigger than channel catfish. Pretty common statement there. It's pretty true. We caught a bunch of them from, say 2 pounds to about, I'm going to guess, 16 pounds. We didn't catch any what you call trophy fish, but we did catch a whole bunch of, well, actually got 4 gallon bags full of snow white blue catfish fillets. And I've already had time to make some Cubillon, which is a Cajun dish. Maybe next week I'll highlight how it's really simple to make. It's a catfish soup, if you will. Not really soup, but it's a roux with the catfish put in it at the end so you don't overcook it. It's very, very tasty. But if you want to catch some catfish, regardless where you're listening, I guarantee you there's some lakes close by. A good punch bait for channel catfish right now. And put out some chum. Put out some range cubes. Cattle range cubes work really well. If you don't have that, put out some soured grain. You can sour some corn. I've actually put out just corn that you feed hogs and deer right out of the sack and had caught catfish that just sucked that up. So grain is a good way to concentrate them. And the channel cat probably are still spawning in the lake that you fish. So don't hesitate to fish around rock riprap, shoreline cattails, and, cover, brush, willows, things like that. Number 6 hook works really, really well for channel catfish. Number 6 or number 4 treble. And just have a floater. It's pretty simple fishing. The blues, though, you'll want to, it's hard to fish with a cork for blue catfish because you usually have several rods out, But a Santee rig, I think, will work better. Folks, I want to invite you to listen to my podcast. You can go to YouTube or that's a good way to find it there. Carbon TV even has it. But go to YouTube and type in Catfish Radio with Luke Clayton and friends. We're out of time, folks. So tune in next week. I'm going to tell you how to cook some Cubillon. High Plains Outdoors is made possible by ATN Thermal Scopes and Thermal Spotters that Luke uses, Butcher Packer Supply, Choctaw Hunting Lodge in southeast Oklahoma, CVA Muzzle Loaders, the Dallas Safari Club, Dash for Cash Pawn Shop in Siegelville, Texas, Kuby Sausage House in Dallas, Platinum Cadillac and Chevrolet in Terrell, Texas, Pyramid Air, Saskatchewan Department of Tourism, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Stealth Vision, Striper Express, Ultramatic Feeders, Vineyard Max, and the Y.O. Ranch Steakhouse in Dallas, Texas.